I'm super happy. Are you happy? Welcome to the Be You, Find Happy podcast. Here you'll find tips and tricks to inspire you on your way to happiness, to live a courageous life of authenticity, and learn how to speak your truth with grace. I'm Michaela Johnson, and welcome to our podcast. Some amazing human on this earth plane. I am so grateful that you are here. Just wanted to take a second and say, if you click like or hit subscribe, it helps this podcast continue. I want you to live the fullest expression of your experience in life, and you can find so much more by visiting beyoufindhappy.com. There you'll find Empowered, my motivational journal for women, links to all of the various books, and so much more. Thank you for being you.
Good morning, Shelby. Welcome to the Be You, Find Happy podcast. I find the universe can be so ironic because here I am this morning, definitely have a cold, a virus of some sort. I might even go out on a ledge and say it could be the Rona, who knows? Because I'm certainly not going to go let them stick something up my nose to find out. But bottom line is, the family has been home. We're kind of all just doing our recovery thing. And, you know, I actually went to cancel my podcast for this morning because of taking care of everybody and how I'm feeling. And looked down and I went, oh, it's the girls from Unjected. So I'm definitely not canceling it. It's definitely the right time to do this. So the listeners are going to hear me with a stuffy nose, but we're going to get through this. Good morning. You guys have started this app, The Unjected, and it's really a place for people who are opting out of the vaccination to kind of come together. And I'm really excited to talk about that and kind of just talk in general about everything that's kind of happening in the way of, mandates and passports and just all the complete and total madness. So share with me a little bit about how you guys started it and kind of, you know, everything that came to be.
Of course. Yeah. So it was myself. So I'm Shelby Thompson. And then my good friend and also fellow mother, Heather Pyle. We were just, we live in Hawaii and it's very strict here. And ever since Corona happened, there hasn't even been one place in all of, Maui that we can go without a mask on, so that was already like one of those things that just immediately stood out to us. And the thought was, if this was a vaccine mandate, there wouldn't actually be one place for us to go. We couldn't go to the grocery store. I couldn't, right. Do anything. And then it kind of shifted. And when we were actually just sitting on the couch one day and we were talking about the Pfizer study that was released earlier this year, specifically, page 67, 68, where they go on about talking about exposures in pregnancy. And, of course, they state in the study there that it's considered an exposure to pregnancy through skin contact or inhalation. And that was just like a giant red flag, at least to me and Heather. We were just like, wow, of course, why would they even say this if there wasn't more to that? And I think it definitely started everyone's, at least on social media, the large debate we were seeing about, shedding and kind of, this back and forth. Of course, the powers that be are like, there's absolutely no way that's happening. And of course, we don't believe that, a lot of people don't believe that the live virus is shedding, but actually that these spike proteins can affect you in a harmful way.
And I've been reading substantially about the spike proteins. I've been reading a lot about the autobody enhancement and just kind of our antibody enhancement, all of these different components. And I'm really curious because the Scariant does seem to be a little stronger, in the way of how it's affecting people. And I find it interesting and can't help but wonder if it isn't, because of the vaccination. I've never seen, I've done a lot of research on, thousands of years of coronaviruses, and in all the research I've done, I've never seen a mutation happen that rapidly.
Right. And I think, gosh, I feel like it's so interesting that, you know, of course, they have disregarded science along the way so many times here, but there's been so many, you know, people in the science community that have come forward and have, you know, stated exactly what you're talking about there, where it's like, you know, we're going to get all of these mutations by over vaccinating a massive amount of the population too quickly.
With just, no, you know, herd immunity whatsoever.
Right. It's just disregarding previous knowledge entirely. Gosh. And so, yeah, so people were really, you know, like when we were watching on social media, like this up in arms stance about spike proteins. And, you know, there's so many people out there that are like, I want nothing to do with being with a vaccinated partner, and I want children, and I, you know, I feel strongly about my personal health, and I don't want to, you know, share my energy with someone that's done that. Or, you know, it's kind of trickled down to, I've lost my, you know, closest friendships because, you know, they don't agree with me and they're kind of, you know, turning me away. Or, you know, when it comes down to like here on the island with businesses where I couldn't even get in anywhere if it was mandated. So then we're like, we need to kind of, what if we created a space for people, you know, that say, this, we've had enough of this, and we're already, you know, not going to be swayed in our decision making, and let's just go find each other because we're being too censored on every single platform in the world.
Right. Well, and so what's interesting that you mentioned about, you know, finding a partner and children and stuff is that I have read, I read actually just this week about how the way that it is working, it will be able to genetically, you know, pass through the sperm, the egg, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then not only that, but that that population of children is actually going to then be super spreaders. Mm-hmm. And they gave this example of these cows. The calves were born with the viral components already within them. And then because the parental, you know, cows were around the calves, they were all dying. And so then ultimately what they had to do was cull all of the calves.
Wow.
I know. It's really interesting. I'll send it to you afterwards because it is super insightful. I shared it on my social media and said, hey, if you want a link to this. And it blew up. I had like 50 DMs within moments, people saying, yes, please share that. So I think there are a lot of people that are starting to kind of eyes open. I had a guy yesterday on Instagram said, you know, this is nothing new. This happened during the Spanish flu, but I researched Spanish flu and whatnot. I cannot remember a time in history. I mean, even spending time researching that they've pushed it in such a way that they're pushing it now. And he says they did in 1918 that they pushed vaccinations in the same way. What is your experience with that?
Actually, that's ironic that you say that. I've seen this old newspaper article that I had posted on our old page before we had gotten deleted. And it was sometime around there in the 1800s, late 1800s. And it had said, anti-vaxxers deny science. How, you know, we've come so far with our technology. How could these, you know, dense people not believe in the science of vaccination? And this article is in the 1800s. And so it's just laughable. You know, they've been kind of ostracizing us since the beginning. But, you know, there's a lot of interesting thoughts out there about, you know, these quote unquote pandemics like the Spanish flu, or if you're looking at now, and actually the electrification of the planet. You know, during the Spanish flu is actually when radio waves were introduced to the public.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of symptoms with, you know, these waves in the air that could be causing people these illnesses, especially since we weren't used to it. And so now when we're kind of thinking about today, there's, you know, who's to say that there isn't a lot of electrification in the planet that's also causing kind of an EMF response. So it's, you know, it's like, it could be a virus. It could be so many different things affecting us.
And it absolutely could. I've read quite a bit about 5G, and we've had a guy on the podcast that talks about 5G. Talk to me a little bit about, you guys are being, sorry about that. You guys are being censored as well, right? Talk to me about that.
We are. Yeah. So, you know, we launched the app in late May for iOS, and then about 2 weeks later, it launched for Google. And we, had a really good run without any, troubles at first. And then what had happened is we decided to introduce a social feed into the app, which was just kind of like, it looked essentially like a Facebook profile feed where you could go and, write your thoughts and follow people, make comments, like. And our members were sharing lots of information there and, of course, having a lot of fun because it wasn't, being moderated like Instagram and Facebook. And, I wasn't going on there and deleting anything. Of course, they were all being respectful. They were just talking about, their opinions. And, but then what had happened is I received an email from Google and they said, "Hey, injected developers, your app is been flagged for deceptive behaviors," and that's what they call
Oh
it,
boy.
"deceptive behaviors with user-generated content." And then they go through and they actually had underlined in red like several posts that people had written and then sent me this screenshot and they said all of these specific posts need removed. And then
Oh,
they
wow.
even had sent me one. It was a Gosh, it was a picture of Veyer's stats, and they said this post should
Oh,
be able
wow.
to be removed. I'm not even kidding. They're like, "You should be removing Veyer's statistics." I mean, they just sent me this whole like list, and they're like, and so I just thought that was outlandish. And of course, I had posted it on Instagram, and I was like, Google doesn't believe in free speech. And then a reporter from Bloomberg had reached out to us, and we were actually already working on a story together about how people were leaving big name dating sites for injected after the whole like vax badge controversy. And she gives me a call and she's like, "Do you think we could change this story a little bit to about censorship?" And I'm like, and at the time I'm like, "Sure." And it was kind of a pivotal, the turning point of everything. And
Wow.
she had actually, unbeknownst to me, she had reached out to Apple for comment because she was so curious why we hadn't had any backlash there. Apple was like immediately, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. We don't even know that these guys exist. Delete." They just instantly took the app down, nixed me.
Oh my gosh.
Without any warning. And then they, of course, Apple's, representatives kind of hit like a media storm after that. And Apple's run people came forward and they're like, "Oh, well, the developer had told their people not to use specific words, and that's against the rules." And I had gone through and on the social feed, I had made a post and I said, "Hey guys, we're trying to pass our reviews. If you cannot say words like vaccine, microchip, 5G," I like had made a whole list. And
Wow.
they took that screenshot and they're like, "You're not allowed to tell people that. You're just supposed to delete them." And I'm like, "What?" And so
Wow.
then they just deleted me off the app. And then of course I filed an appeal for unfair political treatment. They said, "No way, you still can't come back." And so, we got nixed on Apple. And then, kind of with this whole media storm, BBC got interested in the story and they had reached out to Insta for a comment about our page. I believe that's actually where you first found us. We had, like, gosh, 25,000 followers and they just
So
immediately deleted
I
us.
started following you guys on Instagram when you had like a couple hundred, because
Awesome.
my friend sent it. Yeah, and she's like, "Check this out," because we were talking about like at some point there's going to have to be a place for people to tribally come together that don't want to partake in this, that need to survive. And so
Right.
she found your page and sent it to me, and so I've actually watched it grow, which has been
Oh,
really exciting.
yay. Oh,
Yeah,
that's so
that's.
fun. Yeah, it totally just took off and there's like so many people that are like, "Wait a second, this is my group of people. I want to be a part of this." And yeah, they just once they when they removed the Instagram page, they of course they didn't even respond to my comment. They only returned BBC's comment. So I never heard back from Insta myself, but they told BBC that we were removed for having misinformation due to vaccines. But of course, all of my followers know that I never ever posted about the vaccine. We only ever talked about freedom. So it was definitely just because, you know, there was so much media attention. They didn't want like the clickbait attracting more of that community to our page. So that was all in the past like week and a half or so. But then with, gosh, Google, we've managed to stay afloat. I haven't received any emails from them, you know, that they're upset and our reviews have all been passed and we're still alive. So we're just holding on there.
Wow. And you know, I think to the point is that like the fact that the technocracy has such power in, you know, I mean, literally they can throw every attorney and whatever at this that they want to for their own, you know, to benefit themselves. But what's crazy to me is that, you know, without creating division, I don't care which side of the fence you stand on, you should be standing for your right to free speech, your right to, et cetera. I mean,
Absolutely.
and I think that's what's probably most terrifying, like, is the fact that, you know, a lot of people did not receive the information that they needed because everything was silenced. I mean, I know as a psychotherapist, for me, informed consent means I sit down with the client, I have a conversation with them about what treatment means and is going to look like, and they acknowledge that they want to be there. And then they start talking about why they're there. That is not at all what is happening with the vaccine. And I think that's most concerning, you know, is the fact that this is not informed consent. This is forcing without any kind of due diligence whatsoever. And anybody who wants to do due diligence is having to go to the lengths of the dark web to find
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's insane what's going on here. And I love that you mentioned informed consent because that is everything. And I another thing that I say is coercion is not consent. And limiting access to society and telling people, oh, you have to sacrifice your career or your livelihood or education that you might want or any of the above is medical tyranny. It's coercion. It's making people go against their personal beliefs because they feel like they won't be able to be, you know, just a basic member of society. And that's where I just, that's where I am terrified as well. It's like, you know, we're trading, and I think it's a Ben Franklin quote where you know, trade temporary safety, you know, you're sacrificing that freedom and you deserve neither at that point, because, you know, freedom is, above all, you know, I think one of the most inalienable rights.
Absolutely. The last time I checked, I was born sovereign. And
Yes.
I don't, yeah. You know, it's funny because I was talking with a friend the other day saying, you know, the Amish are doing it right.
Yeah, they really are. Like, can we join you guys?
They're like fully self-sustaining. They have their own, like, don't even talk to us about touching us up with anything because we will off you. You know, like, I mean, yeah, they're doing it right. And it's like funny that, you know, you might laugh at these alternate, you know, religions or cultures or whatever. But then here it's like, well, they've created protection from what they knew was, you know, government overreach, really.
Absolutely. Yeah. They just kind of saw ahead of the whole plan.
Right. Absolutely. And so my kind of question is, what do you think is their end game? I mean, obviously the way that they're pushing this, you know, there's some websites that if you read about it, say that the vaccination from Spanish flu actually caused the genocide of the Spanish flu. I mean, what do you think? Do you think that we're going to see an uptick in people who are auto, you know, have immune systems that are destroyed from the vaccine? What do you think is on the horizon?
Gosh, unfortunately, I do have that fear. I think I had seen a video that really resonated with me from Dell Bigtree. Just the way that he had like broken it down, it just was so easy to just look out and understand. And just the kind of the way he was talking about how this, you know, the vaccination is going to override our own innate immune response. And, you know, just,
Absolutely.
you know, that it's only programmed to do just one thing and one thing only. And so, you know, if you go get a cut on your toe, all of the coronavirus antibodies are gonna you know, basically destroy your innate ones and say, oh, I want to go fight this, but they're not coded to do so. So it's
Wow.
you know, the way he had explained it was very interesting. Just kind of that we're we're going to kind of, yeah, have this immune response that's going to be vast. And I think my biggest concern for the future for myself and my children is kind of the problem with what's happening with the blood banks and, you know, organ donation and all of these things. It's really frightening to me because there's absolutely nothing being labeled. They're not separating it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So the blood banks is what we're seeing here is essentially what happened in the 80s with all these HIV transfusions.
Right.
And
oh my God.
Any unvaccinated person is at risk of being in an accident and being transfused with the blood of a vaccinated person. And there's already extreme adverse events that have been reported about that. So I am actually, that's the one thing that keeps me up at night. You know, I feel for these people and maybe what will happen to them. And then I kind of am like, okay, but what about all of us who are going to be left over? And, you know, I think about my children and you're happy to be put with the choice of, oh, you need a transfusion, but, you're totally taking the gamble of whose blood this is. And, that one is really,
but can they test it for the spike proteins and stuff? I mean, say 5 years from now,
right.
They go, whoops, that was bad.
I don't know.
I really believe this is population control. I think it is.
I absolutely agree with you. And you know, that's kind of why it goes every avenue. Cause you know, there's so many ways they can go about it, but I think that, yeah, I don't know how long they can store blood for. I don't know if it holds for 5 years, but, that's an interesting thought if they can see the difference. I've seen a couple of, you know, interesting pictures online where it's like healthy blood cells. And then it's like, you know, blood cells of after vaccination. So I'm curious, but yeah, that one leaves me the most uneasy.
Yeah, for sure. And so then the other thought I was having as you were talking is how I have a friend that says, you know, don't give me any trouble. I took the vaccine because I want to be able to travel. I'm not excited about it. I'm really, you know, bummed out that I had to do this kind of thing. And to me, it was like, it was disheartening to know that somebody, you know, who really strongly feels against it, did it because of that reason. And I wonder if we're going to start seeing more and more, like, you know, buyer's remorse kind of thing.
Mm. Yeah, I absolutely think so. I'm, you know, and I guess it kind of comes back to like personal conviction. You know, if you feel like you're never going to be swayed, you're probably not going to. There's nowhere I would ever travel that would convince me to, you know, take this shot. So it really just comes down to, I guess, how you weigh, where you weigh certain things. But, you know, like, yeah, same thing. I had a friend who was, he says, oh, my mom is dying of cancer and I have to go to the mainland to see her, but they won't let me spend time in the hospital with her unless I've been vaccinated. And I don't want the vaccine at all, but I want to spend time with my dying mother. And I'm like,
oh my gosh,
that is just, you know, the just circumstances.
It's absolutely devastating.
Yeah, it's, you know, holding travel, withholding dying family members. It's just, you know, making people go against their own personal judgment. It's just, yeah, I can't handle it. It's so offensive.
It really is. But it's also terrifying because
yeah.
if they're doing this now, what's coming? You know
oh,
what
yeah.
I mean?
And especially with this, you know, FDA, of course, is going to, you know, approve everything because they're all in on it. So it's just like, you know, once the FDA goes, oh, yeah, sure, this is super great and healthy for everyone. And then, you know, these mandates are going to skyrocket all over the country. And I fear for everyone after that point, because it's, you know, they're going to try to tag on this legitimacy like, oh, well, it's FDA approved. And if you've ever walked into a grocery store and looked at what the FDA approves as safe, you know, they haven't ever gotten it right before.
Right. No, they don't care about your health. That's
not
a fact.
All.
If they cared about health, I think that they would have been prescribing, you know, in mass, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin
Absolutely.
C, you know, they would be handing it out for free.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Where's the health drive up clinics everywhere. Yeah. No mandates on McDonald's, but you know, of course, anything that makes you healthy.
I'm of the belief that they've been, you know, conspiring for quite some time in the way of, and I've had people argue with me, well, it's choice to go eat at McDonald's, da da da. Yeah, but when everything is pushed via the television, you know, commercials, and they, you know, create situations where you're not keeping most of your money. So you're so stressed out so that you're working all these long hours. And then they put a convenient fast food place right next to the building you leave at 5 o'clock
right.
when you have to get home and get your kids. And then,
right.
you know, they create smaller and smaller devices so that everybody can be stuck in their homes looking at these things. I mean, I have to believe that, you know, that there was some level of intention to control.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with you. The, you know, the agenda has been written for a long time. And, you know, I don't know if you guys or you specifically, but, you know, kind of the Illuminati or the Freemasons or kind of the deep state, kind of like how this all ties back and kind of how this shadow control has been going on since the beginning of time. I mean, even when they burned down the Library of Alexandria, you know, that's
right.
all intentional. You know,
right.
they've been taking away this knowledge from us for a long time. And, you know,
right.
Secret societies, if you call them, they run everything. And, you know, I hear some people are like, oh, well, if we just, you know, get really active in our government, that's great. But, you know, they're in every single facet
yep.
of government. There is
yep.
not one place that they aren't. And it's so convoluted that it's like it all needs started over from ground.
I think one of the biggest things that I've started to realize is that, you know, the history that I was taught is not history as it happened.
Absolutely.
It was the history they wanted us to believe. And that's been probably the most mind-blowing, which is why I've spent more and more time kind of researching various different things like, you know, the slave trade and just all of that and everything
right.
there. I mean, we were fed a narrative just like we're being fed a narrative today. It didn't
absolutely.
Change.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
So,
yeah.
And the other thing too, is I think, I mean, this is kind of separate and I haven't even really talked a lot about this on this podcast because it is a very metaphysical, very spiritual, you know, I talk a lot about, a lot of different master teachers on here, Jesus Christ, Buddha, et cetera. But I think that, you know, the bottom line is that religion has been completely, and I say religion, but let's just say spiritual connection, belief, whatever has
right.
been completely stripped, from people. And so, you know, the fear of dying is like
mm-hmm.
so immense and it drives people in such a powerful way because
right.
I think that, sorry.
No, you're fine. No
worries. It's my immune system working.
Yeah. Yay.
And I'm grateful for it. And it's funny. I'm still standing by my position that the masks don't work.
Exactly.
I never thought that they did. And people have some theories on that. What's your position on masking with the kids and kind of all of that
oh,
stuff.
Gosh, I absolutely don't believe in it whatsoever. I was actually pregnant all this last year of Corona with my son. And, you know, of course, people are like, so, oh my gosh, make sure you wear your mask. Make sure you do this. And I'm like, I'm not scared of this Rona. I'm totally healthy and I'm going to take whatever comes to me. And, you know, I love the videos like where the one guy has like 10 N95 masks on and he's like blowing out, you know, through the cold air and it's just coming out everywhere. And it's like, these aren't doing anything. They never have. And when did we decide that like we just disregard? I don't, it's just amazing. Like all the science that, you know, they don't agree with, it just is thrown away and is called like pretty much just like blasphemy. And it's kind of like, this is turned into its own religion, scientism of, you know, you either you believe in the science or you are just, you know, like a heathen. And it's like, what about this other science? What about the people who don't agree with this? You know, they're just being censored. And then so everyone else can continue saying that everyone agrees.
So I got called a murderer back in April of last year for not wearing my mask to go to the bathroom at a restaurant. But here's what's so fucking funny about that. It's like, Okay, so the virus stops at my table while I'm eating,
Yes.
but not while I'm walking to the bathroom.
Most
Literally got called
intelligent
a
viruses.
murderer. And so last year I was like, uh-oh, this is very concerning. Like, this is going to be a problem, you know, that there are people that actually cannot see the complete illogic in this. It's terrifying. And then I started to post stuff back in May of 2020 about how, hey, all of this fear perpetuating stuff about masking and this virus, this is all so that you'll take a jab. And I put a bunch of articles from the Great Reset and Agenda 21 and all of that about the jab. And people were like, they would never do that. Blah, 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 blah. And
Of
so now I'm
course.
reposting them. I'm like, remember when I shared this in May 2020?
I hate to
And
say I
here we
told you
are.
so.
And I don't, that's the thing. Through all of this, that's what I said all early 2020 and mid 2020. I said, I want you to prove me wrong.
Yeah,
Like, trust
please
me, I do
do.
not want to be right. I want
Right.
to be a crazy tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist.
I say the same thing all the time. I'm like, please let me be wrong because that would be
Prove
a
me
lot
wrong.
better of an outcome.
Yeah.
Oh
Yep.
my gosh. Oh, that
So
is so
where I'm at
scary.
now is obviously, you know, having a family that is definitely recovering from something that was definitely a doozy, definitely a yucky virus, which, you know, it's gross because I think about it and I think about any time man is getting involved in manipulating something, it's going to get gross. It's going to be yucky. It's biological warfare, you know? So
Absolutely.
I'm in a space where I'm watching my family who is healthy, recovering from this thing that is definitely a doozy. And I wonder how much of it is psychosomatic from just, you know, even though we stood on the other side of this the whole time, still you're hearing it. You're gonna die. You're gonna
Absolutely.
die. You're gonna die.
Right.
Like, even if we are, you know, logical about it and not fear-based, we still have been, had it pumped into us as well, and it's everywhere that we go. So,
Absolutely.
you know, you can't wash your hands without seeing it on a mirror,
Right.
you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I kind of have these mixed feelings right now about, like, you know, just the whole thing. I mean, knowing that it is just a really, really bad flu, but also, I'll say cold, but also just knowing that it is a really, really bad cold and that you do have to be somewhat healthy. You know, there's definitely a population of people that would be more prone to not coming out of this okay, you
Right.
know,
Right.
and then dealing with, and I say coming out of this, which we call COVID-19, but, or, you know, the disease response to, you know, SARS-CoV-2. But the bottom line is that they still haven't isolated the dang thing. So how do we even know what it is? We don't really, you know, the PCR tests are not effective. They finally come out and said that, and they're going to stop
Right.
using them in December, which will be interesting. But, you know, it's just, there's been so much misinformation that it's hard to keep your head straight. Even as
Right.
somebody who's keeping my head straight, you
Yeah.
know.
It's kind of like Simon says with the CDC, like,
Yeah, right.
yeah, today we say this and tomorrow we're going to say this and none of it makes sense and all of it disregards science, but you also have to obey. And it's definitely like the biggest psy-op in history. So I totally feel you when you know, it's like we've gotten pumped full of it no matter what. And, you know, kind of everyone left standing is just kind of the people who saw through all of these really intense psychological operations that
It's absolutely psychological warfare and human
absolutely.
experimentation, not to
Yeah.
mention body bantering. I mean, it's all of it. It's
I
awful.
mean, gosh, like Project Mockingbird, you know, I'd tell everyone to go just take 5 seconds to look into that and go, this is what they're doing here. And, you know, I actually, gosh, I was on a podcast the other day with, Marcus Allen on the Fakeologist show, and he was talking about the most 29 most important things to humans. And this may be kind of in your field with psychology, but you know, it was number 29, and then was least important. Number one was most. Number 29 was the least important thing to humans was freedom, and number one, the most important was certainty. And it just kind of goes to show how they create a, you know, if they create this false flag and this fear, and they, you know, mockingbird it out to the population as much as they possibly can, you know, these people are going to crave that certainty again, and they don't want to feel at fear. And, you know, if that's what they consider to be their number one priority, they're going to just listen to whatever brings them back to that certain state. And, you know, for me, it's like, wait, I'm switch this around. Freedom's like number one. And it's kind of amazing, just to see the hierarchy of how many people place that differently. That they would rather have the certainty of what the government tells them.
Hi there. Sorry Hi. About that.
That's okay.
For some reason, my mute button got pushed. Yes. So I agree with you that it's pretty backwards how people are choosing, you know, to just the safety of the cage is kind of how I see it. It's like, you know, and right now the cage is open, but they're kind of scared to leave it, you know, and,
right.
And that's sad. It's really sad. I wonder how this is going to play out. That's kind of where I'm at. I was like, I just wonder what's going to happen next.
I know. And that's kind of what our thought was when creating Injected, is just getting that community together, because everything that we need already exists, you know, within this community of people that already, you know, are seeing past the agenda. There's, you know, thousands of doctors that have been censored, and there's, you know, everyone in between. And, you know, if it comes down to it, I feel confident that we can, you know, create that community and, you know, barter and trade if we need to, or, you know, find all the services that we need, because there is enough of us, and there actually is a majority of us, and the media is just, you know, spinning it the other way so they can, you know, make it seem like you're going to be the only one left out if you don't go get the vaccine. But it's just not the case. There's so many of us that are like, no, this is not what I'm going to do. And we're just being silenced. So when you kind of get together all of these people who are super powerful and not going to be swayed, and who are standing in their convictions, and who say, yeah, fire me, I don't care. Yeah, I'm not going to go get on a plane again. It doesn't matter to me. I'll just go start my own airline. You know, those people are a threat to the agenda. And that's why we're so heavily silenced and ostracized, slandered. It's kind of like, kind of like in the Matrix, like the Mr. Smith agents who are there to protect the Matrix. And, you know, there's always going to be people out there that are going to come after us for our beliefs, who are trying to protect their, you know, quote unquote, personal idea of the Matrix. And, you know, us saying that we don't want to be involved in their experiment is, you know, they just have a cognitive dissonance over that. And so I think that's going to be the massive goal. It's just to silence, you know, you and I and all of us who think this other way. But we just have to keep planting the seeds, because I think there's so many people that are just waiting to say, I've had enough of it.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think you're absolutely right. And I think we will need tribal communities, and we will need to survive. And then I think that on top of it, they're still going to be releasing these, you know, variants and this and that, that mm-hmm. are, you know, going to affect people.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's positively terrifying, you know?
I wouldn't be surprised if the variants probably, you know, more often than not are going to go after the, you know, the ones that have been vaccinated first. You know, if it's a depopulation thing, of course it would make more sense that it was staggered out. You know, they don't want to do it all at once. And I would absolutely believe that some people have received saline, you know, instead of the real thing. Because, you know, it's all been, they've been kind of seeing how many people are willing to give up that control immediately. So, I'm curious to see what will happen over the next,
you know. Do you think, though, with the saline, I kind of can't help but wonder with the saline if it's not, the doctors having a conscience.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, I know. I feel like some of it is definitely the ones who have conscience. And then just also a way to see, like, oh, you know, we've already convinced all of this part of the population that this is a good idea. So we didn't have to waste product on it initially, because it was actually just a saline test run. But now that we know that they're all going to do it, now we'll go and release these booster shots that are actually going to be the real ones. you know, kind of like just making sure that their system was flawless before wasting all the product first. But I don't know.
Wow. What do you mean by that? You're going to have to explain that one to me.
I've gotten this concept from another, woman online, just that, like, for example, it was all just kind of one big test run. You know, how many people can we convince to go get the vaccine? And what do we need to work on in our PSYOPs? What kind of, you know, mandates do we need to do? Or like, what kind of convincing do we need to do? Kind of like it was just one really big, you know, test run that they've been doing. And, you know, many people have received the real vaccine, but, you know, maybe some people have only received saline ones to also like stagger out the effects of symptoms. You know, if there's a lot of people that say, I didn't have any symptoms, I was totally fine, you should go get yours. They probably had a saline shot and now they've been sent out as a little, you know, marketer for the shot.
Oh, wow.
And they're going to go out and they're convincing people, I was totally fine, but you had a saline shot. And then all these other people who are like, no, I was sick as a dog. Well, you probably got the real one. You know, so it's like, it's almost like they're creating people to go out and market for themselves. I wasn't sick at all. Oh my God, I'm totally fine.
Wow. I hadn't even thought about that. I thought that the saline was probably doctors that had a conscience that were like, oh, you know, we don't want to. I didn't even think about that. It's terrifying. It'll be really interesting to see how all of this plays out. It'll be really interesting to kind of see what the end game is. I mean, and I've read, you know, the Great Reset documentation. I've read the Agenda 21 stuff, but it still continually is perplexing and, you know, complicated.
Yeah, it really is. It's a weird world these days.
Yeah. And so the big thing is, I think that it's important to, for people to know is that, you know, if you don't want to get injected, there are options for you and there's going to be more options for you.
Absolutely.
And there's support for you. I mean, I'm an injected psychotherapist. And also, interestingly enough, I know a doctor's office that all got injected and then they all got COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't even think it's, you know, doing what it says as far as that goes. And stay up on your vitamins. And there are doctors like America's Frontline Doctors who are willing to prescribe, you know, COVID protocol to help you recover from this thing. And it is yucky. I mean, nobody's denying that. It is yucky, but absolutely, you can overcome it.
Yeah. It's all about, you know, health isn't made in a day. And as long as you're, you know, keeping up on your own personal, you know, health and well-being, you know, your immune system will take care of you too.
Absolutely. So how can people find out about your awesome app?
Yeah. So we are still available for Google Play. So if you just go on Google Play Store, you can find us just as Unjected. And then for all of our iOS users, if you have it already downloaded to your phone, you can still access the app, which is awesome. I believe there's like at least over 10,000 iPhone users alone. So anyone who has the iPhone can still use it. Just don't update it. Otherwise, it'll get, you know, nixed off the phone. And then as well as the website, so www.unjected.com. And that is essentially exactly the same as the app. It has all the same functionalities. It's just going to be the mobile browser version. And we're also on the Instagram page. Our old one was deleted, but our new one is @_unjected. But we're just holding strong. I think what we're going to try to do is kind of, there's these, they're called APK keys for apps. And we're going to try to maybe formulate it or get it integrated through our website so we can kind of get off of these super censored platforms like Apple and Google and, you know, be able to offer the app in a different source to others.
Wow. That's awesome. So as always, we encourage you to check out the show notes to find out more information. And Shelby, I know it's so early over there down under. Thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it. It was great to talk about this stuff that's being silenced.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I'm so glad that we got connected and, you know, it's all serendipitous. Maybe not feeling well. So I'm glad that we made it happen.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel like that's just part of it. Like sometimes I think, you know, this episode, this podcast is, you know, 130 some odd episodes. It's like talking about health and wellness. And I do all of those things. And you know, I can still get sick too. And I can still survive it. And if I don't survive it, then I'm meant to migrate on to the next thing in this planet or in this universe, you know.
Natural selection.
Absolutely. And I'm good with that. I am good with that. So I think it worked out great for the listeners to hear me, you know, hacking up a little bit of a lung.
There you go.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been a BU Find Happy podcast. For more inspiration, check out the links.